In a small outdoor workspace at the back of Dhaka's principal hospital, a small group of people sit quietly painting at trestle tables. Beside them, washing brushes and helping the artist to apply colours to their colourful creations, is Jacob Ogbus, a Dhaka-based Nigerian artist who volunteers at the hospital's psychiatric unit.
Well, I work here every Tuesday with Hospital Principal Dhaka, working with the patients, the sick patients like the mental, the psychiatric patients. So I find it that each time we come, you know, we work with them, they love the painting and it makes them, you know, easily forget their problem and they enjoy doing the painting.
This art therapy program is the brainchild of Eric Cow, one of the psychiatric unit's doctors. The program involves some of Dhaka's best artists, working alongside people with mental difficulties.
Et donc, en cherchant qu'est-ce qu'on pourrait bien inventer, qui soit à la fois...
He says they were looking for something which would be at the same time therapeutic, as well as occupy the patients. He wanted to propose activities to the patients, which would also be a form of treatment. Calling on the city's French Cultural Centre, Dr. Cow was put in touch with Moussa Sakho, one of Senegal's most successful artists, who had previously done art workshops with children. Sakho then gathered a group of artists so that the workshops could be run every afternoon by a different artist. The painter found that many of the patients who came to his workshops were producing exceptional pieces of work, good enough to exhibit in Dhaka's 2006 biennial art exhibition.
Oui, toujours dans le monde de l'art, on trouve des talents cachés.
He says that in the world of art, there is always hidden talent. He says he finds many talented artists, and that for him, art is just a skillful way of doing something, and that these people are very skilled. He says he sees young artists of a really high level, and that that inspires him. All the pieces of work produced in the workshops are for sale. The proceeds go towards buying art materials and medicine for patients who do not have the money themselves. Dr. Cow says there are medical as well as social benefits in offering the patients an alternative to purely pharmaceutical treatment.
C'est sûr que tous en tirent un bénéfice. Et après, on a tous les extrêmes, c'est-à-dire que certains.
He says that some of the patients are completely cured, and that even if some are not cured, they can get some artistic pleasure from the therapy. He says that also some of the patients will produce a work of art, and people will see it, and it can change the patient's status in society. Michel, a Senegalese man who studied in the United States, says he has problems with his nerves. He has just had his first experience of painting, helped by some of the program's longer-term members.
I intend to come back next week, and I hope that I'll be more focused next week, and I'll take on the further painting, and I think that... painting will help me out adjust my problems.
Sakho, the artist helping with the program, has applied for funding to build a new workshop space away from the hospital so that former patients can carry on with their artwork without having to return to the hospital. He says that this will help them to feel more confident and carry on producing their exceptional pieces of art. Rose Skelton for VOA News, Dhaka.